Hello, my name is CJ Merlo. I'm very grateful to Andrew Shita for organizing this Taku Red Room, and it's my pleasure to be here again. I'm going to talk about GitHub Actions in and for Red Room. Basically, this is a small introduction to what GitHub Actions are. They're relatively new, and probably most of you already know, but it's good to know how they are, what they are, and how they are organized. Well, they are flexible workflow. Execution environment triggered by repo event, a repository event. So it's an environment where you, in principle, you can run anything at all. And it's also free for open source repo, so you don't have to pay for it. So you can have it for your modules or whatever. You don't need to pay anything. There's probably a limit. I haven't bumped into that limit yet. But of course, if you start to run some Bitcoin mining or whatever, you will probably have some trouble. Anyway, the thing is that we call every one of the files is called a workflow. The workflows have jobs which are independent execution environments. So every job runs in its own environment. They are isolated from each other. And every job runs sequential steps. So every job we run this and then that and then, right? So we can use that for testing our Raku module. And we just need to do something like this. First, we decide on the kind of triggers that are going to start creating that workflow, right? Like in this case, it's push or pull request. Push is essentially you push onto a repository. A pull request is somebody else is opening a pull request or whatever. Then you give it a name. In this case, we just call it test. Then we say where it's running. There are roughly three kinds of environments, but four, but essentially three. Ubuntu or Windows or Mac. In this case, we are using the latest version of Ubuntu, which very recently was switched to 20.04. And then that's it. We run a step, and there's a single step, what looks like a single step, which is a GitHub action that's called Raku test action. And then this at sign indicates what kind of essentially where in the repository you're going to run that. So main means that whatever is in main, you're going to run that. But you can also use V1, for instance, for a tag, or you can use a specific commit hash or whatever, or nothing. By default, it will test, I mean, it will get whatever is in the repository in main. I mean, that's got its implication, but let's not get into that for the time being, right? So you see that in principle, what it's doing is, I mean, you don't really have to configure or anything as any complexity or anything that's specific for Raku should be in there. Let's try and see what's in there, right? You see that you can put some name on this, so you can also add some kind of IDs or whatever. This is it. There's not much more to it, right? Every one of those steps is properly called an action. So GitHub Actions is everything, all the environment, but every one of those steps is an action. And we can see this in action, right? So this is not something like that one. So this is the that kind of workflow running in test output, which is one of the Raku community modules that I have been working on lately. And you see that it's got different steps in it. So it's running checkout. You see that there is a little bit of complexity there, but well, it's doing what we would expect to do in any repository. First run this, then run that, and that's it, right? So simply works. But how does it work? Well, as you have seen, we are kind of hiding the complexity of testing. I mean, it's not terribly complex, but still, it's got some steps, right? I'm going to try and explain how we do that, and basically, what we have done is we have packed everything we need into an action. And there are four types of actions. One of them is called container, right? So essentially you say, okay, whatever we are going to run, here's the container, just run this. Shell, which might could be shell or any other of the any other of the interpreters are, that are in there, for instance Python, Ruby, and also of course Perl. JavaScript, so that there is JavaScript is kind of the special language for GitHub Actions, so it's got some specific kind of environment to run that. And what we call composite, right? We are running a composite one. So this is actual a composite action, and this is the actual code for the action. Again, not terribly complicated, but it's hiding, it's hiding some complexity inside. So this is how we describe this kind of metadata for the action. So the composite action is what we need in order to run several steps. Why do we need several steps? Well,